With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Day 3 of the murder trial of Demecio Frederick continued today in Grand Court, where a jury of 12 is hearing evidence in the case. Frederick is accused of murdering his uncle Christopher Bolo Johnson on New Year's Eve 2024. Mr. Frederick denies the charge. The court on Wednesday had heard from a local pathologist who described arriving at the scene around 9 a.m. to find Mr. Johnson lying face up on a dirt surface with soil on his knees and elbows. She confirmed there was no sign of life, noted that rigor mortis had already begun to set in, and later concluded that he died from strangulation with a head injury possibly contributing. Today, the jury heard from a second expert, a senior forensic pathologist from Canada, who was brought in to provide an independent opinion. He told the court that Mr. Johnson's injuries were consistent with strangulation or neck compression, and that was likely the most cause of death. Under cross-examination, he said he could not determine whether the assailant was positioned in front of or behind the victim during the fatal act. Jurors have remained highly engaged, asking several questions during forensic evidence. They sought clarification on how stress affects the body before and at the time of death, and why there were delays of several weeks between the local pathologist report and the overseas second opinion. In response, the court heard that the Crown had attempted to secure an earlier review, but when the original expert became unavailable, both sides agreed to instruct the Canadian pathologist due to his seniority and specialist expertise in forensic pathology. The trial, still in its early stages, has already heard from the individuals who discovered Mr. Johnson's body, colleagues he worked with, and police witness testimony. On Thursday, the court also heard from Mr. Johnson's ex-wife and his son. She told the jury that although they were separated, they had been attempting to reconcile, and Mr. Johnson had agreed to move back into the family home on the day he died. She also described her role in organizing his funeral and her conversations with his sister and other relatives the day and after his death. Testimony from Mr. Johnson's son concluded this afternoon. The trial is scheduled to resume at 10 a.m. in the main court building. Premier Andre Ebanks says his government's cost of living push is aimed at grocery bills, power bills, and getting Caymanians on the property ladder. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Honourable Andre Ebanks says the work starts at the supermarket with a review of import duty on everyday items. He told Radio Cayman that Minister Nicholas DaCosta is looking at the duty codes right now to see what can be slashed on some products, especially essential goods, but says for maximum impact, the focus will be elsewhere.
When you look at the Economic and Statistics Office data, the largest contributing cost factor to households is household expense itself, whether it's mortgage or rent, and then also energy.
To address this, he says that a 10-year housing plan has already been brought to cabinet.
Minister Jay has been leading and brought forward to the cabinet a 10-year housing plan. Part of that, and he's also working on closing the next set of phases for Plan Cayman, part of that is to be able to move to a lesser cost of building homes.
A key piece is reviving a government home ownership program and changing how stamp duty works for Caymanian buyers.
Restarting what was previously called GGHAM, which we're going to call HOME, is a program to get Caymanians onto the property ladder.
On energy, Ebanks says Minister Rolston Anglin is working with Ofreg, CUC, and the Green Energy Lobby, which he describes as being in a tense relationship to try to bring down the cost of electricity.
How do we get to yes to lower the cost of energy? We're living under the sun. How do we move to green energy so that if you have less to spend on your CUC bill, you then have more that you can purchase at Kirk's or Foster's or wherever the marketplace that you shop? If we're lowering the cost of energy, not just in your home, but in the shops, then that's less that Foster's and Kirk's have to pay for CUC bills that they bake into the price of goods so that everybody wins.
The premier says cheaper power, more affordable homes, and lower health insurance costs are the main cost of living targets this term, and he expects those measures to stay on the agenda as parliamentary sessions continue this week. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Parliament's second sitting today has zeroed in on healthcare, housing, and how people pay for everyday services. Members pressed Finance Minister the Honourable Ralston Anglin on how Sinico can make it easier for civil servants to use private hospitals. He told the House a pilot is already in the works.
Sinico is currently progressing an initiative which will seek to have private health care facilities accept the Sinico health insurance card without the need to have an accompanying approval from the chief medical officer.
The House also heard that the Cayman Islands has identified and recorded more than 330 heritage sites of historic, cultural, and national significance. On Housing, Planning Minister the Honourable Jay Ebanks reported that only a small number of new affordable homes are occupied so far.
The National Housing Development Trust has advised that 13 homes constructed under the Affordable Housing Initiative have been occupied since January 25.
Looking into the future, the minister said the government's East End land for sale policy is being finalized, with staff aiming to complete the document by Easter 2026 before it goes to cabinet. This afternoon, attention shifted to the order paper, which lists 8 private members' motions. They include calls for economic impact assessment of the 2026-2027 budget, duty-free importation of recycling equipment, and new standing committees, and a limit on social media use for children under 16. And on the question of cash, Minister the Honourable Ralston Anglin reminded the House that while Cayman's currency is its legal tender, private businesses can still decide which payment methods they accept.
For clarity, while the Cayman Islands currency issued by the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority constitutes legal tender, a private business is not in general obligated to accept any particular form of payment.
Regarding the private members' motion on limiting social media use for children under the age of 16, members are debating it this evening and signalling broad support across party lines for measures aimed at protecting children. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. MPs on both sides of the House greenlight the second reading of the Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Bill Wednesday evening. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Immigration Minister the Honourable Michael Miles tabled 3 fresh amendments in the Immigration Transition Bill 2026 after issues popped up as government prepared to implement the 2025 Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Act that was passed back in December. The first amendment deals with folks who've applied for status under the 2022 revision of the law who had an expectation that their residency requirements would be met with 15 years. As opposed to 20 years outlined in the 2025 revision recently passed.
What it does, and only what it does, is to ensure that those persons who had already made an application at the time this amendment commences are properly afforded the benefit of the existing 15-year qualifying period, rather than being inadvertently swept into the new 20-year timeline. It is a matter of fairness and honoring the reasonable expectations of those who had already lawfully set their foot upon the path.
Up next, a change related to immigration fees.
While preparing for the commencement of Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Act 2025, the Minister of Caymanian Employment and Immigration has continued working in earnest with the Attorney General's Chambers on the various regulations relating to the Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Act 2025. Through this process, it was determined that various powers needed to be included in a principal act relating to the workforce opportunity and residency Cayman's ability to charge for express fees.
Mr. Miles told MPs for more than 15 years, government has been offering the opportunity for temporary work permits to be expedited in their process for a fee. However, a recent review has found that while this express fee was set out in regulations, they weren't enabled in the primary legislation.
Third and final, it was determined that the Ministry of Cayman Employment and Immigration needed to urgently amend the Immigration Transition Act 2022 revision. The members of the NCFC government took the opportunity to request that a deeming provision be included in the bill confirming that persons born in the islands on or before the 26th of March, 1977, have the right to be Caymanian without having to apply to the Caymanian Status and Permanent Residency Board or the Director of Work to confirm the same.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Scammers are targeting folks looking to secure their Caymanian status as new immigration regulations are set to come into force later this year.
As a matter of public protection, I strongly urge all persons to submit immigration requests only through authorized government channels. Engaging with unauthorized individuals or agencies exposes you to fraud, financial loss, and potential legal consequences.
Workforce Opportunity and Residency Cayman Director Jeremy Scott says one man has been arrested for deception offences related to immigration fraud, and another person has been identified and warned. Work is the only authority responsible for processing immigration applications and making decisions regarding Caymanian status. The public is reminded that paying an authorised third party to secure immigration benefits is an offence under local law. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.